Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our sports unit today, and we're going to be talking about something that you can do outdoors that's pretty easy. You can play catch with something called a frisbee, which is also sometimes called a flying disc. Although frisbee is a copyrighted term by the Wham-O company, but most people still call it a frisbee anyway.
Yeah, if it's copyrighted, you have to capitalize it. It's the name of a product. It's like a Jell-O. Jell-O is actually a trademark name, so you have to capitalize that as well. Which reminds me, Tom, we're in Taiwan, and we do a lot of recording, and I often see people will spell Coke with a small C, like C-O-K-E. Coke is also a trademarked name. You can't use it like that. If you use Coke, it has to be capitalized. But if you want to say what kind of soft drink or pop that is, we call it a cola with a small C. Enough about trademarked names. We're going to talk about frisbee throwing, which I don't consider it a real sport. It's just kind of a recreational activity, something that I do if I go to the park. We often take a frisbee along, especially if we have a dog with us, because dogs love to catch frisbees.
If they can. My dog was unable to do that. My dog was good at catching tennis balls.
Oh, cool.
But not frisbees so much. But I do see people throwing frisbees to their dogs in Riverside Parks here in Taipei.
Yeah, they have to be able to really jump.
I think they also need to be trained as well.
So cute.
But it can be a lot of fun. So let's talk about frisbees, the fun flying disc. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
When people head to a park or a beach, some just want to relax. They'll sit and listen to the waves breaking, the wind in the trees, and other sounds of nature. Others, however, want to have some fun, so they often take a frisbee with them. This aerodynamic disc has been providing people and dogs with fun and exercise for decades. The idea for the frisbee came from throwing metal pie plates and cookie tin lids around for entertainment. A Californian named Fred Morrison sold the plates cheaply on the beach in the late 1930s. Before coming up with his own design. He called it the Pluto Platter, as it looked like a flying saucer. A toy company, Wham-O, approached him and helped him develop and market the disc. Around the same time, college students in Connecticut, U.S., were throwing pie plates made by a local bakery called Frisbee. This name stuck for the new design. But Wham-O changed the spelling a bit, ending up with Frisbee. Although many people just skim Frisbees back and forth, there are numerous competitive sports that can be played with them. For example, there's Ultimate Frisbee, in which two teams compete. Points are scored when someone catches the Frisbee in the opposing team's end zone. Then there's Frisbee Golf, also called disc golf, where participants aim at basket-like targets. Like golf, the player's scores depend on how many throws it takes them to reach each target. Even dogs have their own frisbee sport. Players throw frisbees to their pets, who catch them in agile and acrobatic ways and are awarded a score. New varieties of frisbee games are being invented all the time. It's amazing how this simple invention has provided so much fun in so many different ways. Okay, guys, we're talking